Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to be really, really deep into it. We're going to be so deep we won't be able to see oxygen for a week. That's deep. I want to start off on a variety of different things. Just before the show, had some friends of mine send me some more information about, you know, today. Today's been one of those days where, you know, just information just flowing. I know, and sometimes it's very hard to pick what topic to really get into because there's so many different angles to what's going on right now, and it's very hard to really try to find any kind of center here because I think it has expanded to such a level that there is no center anymore. It's all being funneled down into entropy. That's where it's being funneled down into, and the end of everything. What entropy means, the end of everything. And when we're looking at what's going on and we're seeing the evil manifestation that's going on right now, Windsor, Ontario had a court session where now somebody went in because they were an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker. Now the judge has ruled that the person is now a danger to his family, and that the courts can now take away his child. This is bullshit on so many different levels. Okay, this, basically, the precedent they're setting here, and Windsorians better get their ass off the chair here on this one. This is setting a precedent that's going to allow the government to do what they did in World War II, to come in and take your kids and put them in in their system or in their institutions and program them to be whatever they want them to be. Oh hell, there was a movie, I can't think of it now. Oh shoot. And hey, found it. Where are we here? Okay, I found it. It was Equilibrium. And in that movie, the kids were all confiscated by the state. They were being trained by an AI network, constantly being propagated and programmed to believe whatever the machine told them to believe. And now the state is now reenacting the same situation that they did way back, Second World War, and it seems like this has always been the theme. Wipe out the generations and keep the children, because you got to start over. So it's easier to start over with the genetic material that you have that hasn't been adulterated. And now you can now forge the children any way you like. During the Second World War, the children were there, you know, saw Hitler as a hero, and they would do anything for the Führer. And now we're going to do that again. We are now seeing this happening in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. You know, it's a disgrace, really. It's a shame and it's a disgrace. There are two things that are going on right now, and this may explain to some of you why we're in this shithole the way we are in. See, there's the epidemiological studies, that's a tongue twister, which is actually the indication or indicators of actual activity going on in the way the numbers are being recorded. And then there's the modeling activity that they're using to base a model, which so far has been completely erroneous, has had absolutely no science to back it up. We've got the wrong people running the show. This is the reality. We got a psychiatrist and effing Windsor to run the health of the whole city. Are you kidding me? The guy's a goof, a total goof. We cannot, in our wildest dreams, base anything on a model. Because, okay, this is how that works. A model you can take and use it to project, but the projection of a model is only as good as the data that you put into it. And if the data is incomplete, you're going to get a wrong assessment. When you actually do an actual head count and an actual statistical based on an actual cause and effect, and seeing the end result of the cause and effect and get those numbers and then compare that to the model, that's how you can determine if the model is accurate or not. And so far, it's batting a frickin' zero. Zero. And the courts ruled against this guy, stating that he was putting, this is what they're saying now. So for those of you who, trying to understand this bullshit, they're saying that you have the right of freedom of speech, but it only goes to a point until you start hurting somebody. When has that ever stopped anybody before? This is censorship on the magnitude that is sending shockwaves through this country. Eventually, you're not going to be able to say jack shit in here without having somebody report you to some sort of some kind of language officer that might come and give you a fine because you told somebody to F off. It's a possibility. I mean, you can't use any kind of racial slurring anymore. You can't call somebody a transgender because that could be construed as some kind of hate speech now. You can't say anything in regard to anything. Everything is completely displaced and put out of distortion. We are now in a state where we can't speak whatever we want to say, so much for freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of speech in this country. In Canada, you have no freedom of speech. What you have is controlled speech. If you call somebody in Quebec a derogatory name, that's considered hate speech. If someone in Quebec calls somebody a derogatory name in Ontario, that's considered hate speech. Even though it may not mean nothing, even though it may not be does anything, just people venting, because people do that all the time, they vent. And in this country, the F word is a word that we all use fluently in this country. Imagine that. All of a sudden they ban you from using the word fuck. Oh, geez, most Canadians would know how to talk. Most Canadians will know how to speak English. What the? And what? And I am. That's how they would sound. It's true. When we're looking at things that are going on, understand this. They're basing everything on a model. On a model, And there's no accuracy to this model. None. None at all. None. We're looking at basically a imaginary situation that's being propagated by artificial intelligence, and I will say that straight out. I'm going to go on a limb on this. It's speculation, but based on what I'm understanding of artificial intelligence, they're not even understanding at this stage of the game how it's coming up with the conclusions it's coming up with. They have no clue how it is arriving at the conclusions that it's coming to. So it's not a far-fetched plausibility or a stretch that this artificial intelligence is creating the dynamics that we're seeing today based on the models that they're creating, based on the facts that they're getting. And you got to kind of wonder, where are they getting these facts? Where are they getting these facts to put into the model? See, Ontario is moving into a police state just like Alberta. And you know what? I don't want to be like Alberta. Alberta is Alberta. F Alberta. No offense to the Albertans, but F Alberta. I don't want to have that kind of dictatorship in this province. And if we don't smarten up in this province, and that's everybody, not just Windsor. That's Chatham, that's Blenheim, that's Port Stanley, that's Sarnia. That's all. That's Ridgetown. That's London, Ontario. That's Kitchener, Ontario. That's Woodbridge. Boy, I'm having one of these brain farts tonight. Woodbridge, Ontario. Milton, Ontario. Kitchener, Ontario. Waterloo, Ontario. Goderich, Ontario. Owen Sound, Ontario. To name a few places. Oshawa, Ontario. Whitby, Ontario. We better wake up here. we better wake the bloody hell up here, because we're going to lose our rights on every level. And not only are you going to lose your rights, you're going to lose your family. We're going to lose family here over this bullshit, over a model, over a fucking model. That's what they're basing all this on. How many of you in Ontario, you know, how many of you in Ontario have seen anybody drop dead in a mall? Anybody seen that? Anybody seen anybody seen anybody drop dead in Ontario? If you walk down the street and saw, has somebody died, literally died in Ontario in front of you? Have they died because they had Corona or COVID? See, I make a distinction here on this, and I've said this many a time. We got to quit calling this shit COVID. If the only way you can be infected by COVID is if you get that program download injected into you. Only way you can get COVID is they put some kind of an injectable program into you. Only way. Corona and COVID are not the same thing. And this is the problem with most people. You forgot to think. You forgot to listen to what was being said. You assumed. You know what the word assume means, right? You make an ass out of you and me. You assume that what they're saying with Corona and COVID meant the same thing. It's pure bullshit. It isn't the same thing. The coronavirus was released back in the 1960s, and I said this on previous shows. And we've all been infected by the coronavirus. This is why we have a 99.7% survival rate. This is why we can survive this, because we've already been exposed to it. Now imagine this, all of a sudden, and then we make up stories. Well, it came from fish, it came from a lab, two labs in North America, it came from bat shit. I mean, and now the queen is saying, oh, you need to get your shot. I mean, how much horse shit you gotta see before you wake up and realize this is all based on a model. All this is just a WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. That's all they're doing. They're just giving you a WYSIWYG. Those of you who don't know what a WYSIWYG is, just a computer language saying what you see is what you get, as far as what you're seeing on the computer or on the program. No frills, no thrills. What you see is what you get. And this is what they're doing. What you see is what you get. Now your kids are on the line. Your kids are on the line. And you parents, I'm going to tell you something about you parents. Instead of shitting yourselves and being afraid they're going to come take your kids, it's time you all got together and formed a more perfect union and protected your children. If you don't believe in this vax stuff, then you should be standing up and fighting for your rights and for the rights of your families to be able to function without having to wear a mask or hand condoms or sanitizers or social distancing or whatever it is that they're doing. I do believe, in all honesty, there's going to be a point in time when we're all going to leave. Those of us who are awake are going to leave wherever we are. We're either going to go into the bush, into off-gridding somewhere, another country, wherever we're going to go. Now, I saw some kind of map today, and they're saying that the Chinese were coming through some tunnel, coming through Russia, through Alaska, into Canada. Now, whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. I really don't know, and I'm just, again, I'm throwing it out there as a plausibility. I'm not saying it's real. I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying you need to research it just to validate what I'm saying here. But if this is true, if they're coming through Alaska into Canada, then that means they're planning on putting these Chinese forces out into the bush so that they can now control whoever goes out there, and it's either going to be a bloodbath, and they're going to go home in a box, or we're going to go home in a box. One or the other, if that's the case. So be aware that some of these things can happen. And be aware that maybe it's time, instead of being placid and being, complacent and subjugated to a model, to a fucking model, we start standing up here. See, this is the big thing everybody's worried about. We're going to lose this. We're going to lose. We ain't going to be able to go to a ball game anymore. You can't go see a baseball game. Oh, we're going to lose that. Oh, jeez. We're going to lose the fact that we can't go to a bar anymore. Oh, jeez. You haven't been to a bar since this thing started. you know, oh, we ain't gonna be able to socialize with our family with our, you know, on Christmas. This, like I said, the little petty nothing. Everybody's worried about that they're going to lose. Let me point something out to you. If this keeps going, it's already going to be gone anyway. And they're going to take your kids on top of that. And what are they going to do with you? Think about that. Once they take your kids, what do they need you for? They've already got your kids. And most of you can't make any more babies anyway. Most of you don't want to make any more babies. You know. It's astounding. It's just astounding. You know, it's unbearably astounding. And then think about this for a second, okay? Think about this as well. We are in this quagmire here, and they're writing all these documents to further take our access to everything, you know, Silly Billy. I'm going to stick on the child topic for a little bit. Silly Billy. You know, the one of the horsemen. My humble opinion, anyway. I'm going to call him a horseman. Whether you agree or not, that's your affair. But, I mean, me, I'm calling him a horseman. He is now putting a propaganda machine on through Microsoft to get your children to accept a mark, accept a symbol, accept a UPC code that they have passed the test. They can take these tests all the time, and they can run them on their computers, and you know, so that they're, you know, okay, and so they can get on the bus and go to school and line up and whatever. It's uncanny how they figure they got the parents. They may as well go after the kids, and the kids are easier. They're more obedient. They're more compliant. They're more involved in the whole setup in regarding to, you know, just being easygoing. So he's got this cartoon, which if some of you see it, I'm not talking about the awakened people, but the ones that aren't awake. Some of you see it, I'm scared you might just actually fall for the bullshit too. It's done on a kindergarten, first grade level. That's where most people are today as far as their understanding and comprehension levels. Okay? And when you watch this thing, you can see the program kick in and in place. Hard. Very hard. You know, and they're trying very hard to indoctrinate your children into this new system. Your children will turn against you. I'm going to say this straight out. They are going to program your kids to betray you. They're going to program your children if you don't the party line. If you don't do whatever they want you to do, your children will turn you in. That's the same thing with that equilibrium. The equilibrium, the kids. The kids had more authority than the parent. And the parent always had to somewhat be submissive to the child, because the child could take them and report them to the state. This is going to be the reality. This is going to be the reality. There used to be a Christian publication called Chick. And I don't know how they did it. I'm not sure how they were able to get. And you got to remember, I'm talking now back in the 1970s, I believe. 1970s, thereabouts. I read this Chick publication, and in there they showed that the state had taken over, had controlled all the parents, and that the children were now being programmed by the educational institution. And the one child came home, and he was very angry at his parents. And when the parents asked him why they were angry, it's because he says, I'm the only kid in the classroom whose parents haven't been divorced. Imagine that. I'm the only kid in the class whose parents haven't been divorced. Because they're depicting these parents as Christians, believers. So, and it goes on and on. And the parents had to hide the fact that they were reading the Bible. They had to hide the fact that they were praying when their child was around, because the child would report them to the state. And then the parents would be taken away into a gulag and they would have been separated. Imagine that. Now, that ain't so far-fetched today. I'm going to tell you this. That ain't so far-fetched today. At that time, I thought, well, that's a scenario that they, you know, came up with, and it's a convincing scenario to indicate the need to, you know, accept Christ and to avoid this whatever. This shithole. The plan that they have made. And I'm pointing this out to you because if you're in any kind of complacency here, I think night and day in regarding to all kinds of things, being off-gridding, developing technologies, developing force fields, developing defense arrays with frequencies and whatnot, I constantly am thinking in these terms. I think all the time how to heal and regenerate and get this shit out of our bodies, these programs and these operating systems. And on top of that, I have to deal with people sending me emails with their theories about whatever it is they're theorizing, which sometimes I listen to them and understand what they're trying to do and try to, you know, show them what we discovered. And sometimes they have their opinions and they're setting their opinions, and I don't know why in the F they keep emailing me. I just, after the second or third email, I just disregard you. And I will say this to you right now, so those of you who do listen to the show, if you listen to this program and you send me an email and you have the theory and I tell you that the theory isn't going to work because we've already been there and done that and you still want to be adamant about your theory, don't send me another email. Just continue in what you're doing. You don't have to defend your viewpoint with me. I'm just going to tell you it ain't going to work, and if you don't believe so, then go through it. And when it doesn't work and it does fail miserably, and then you begin, maybe you might wake up and realize that again you're just following a bunch of bullshitters selling product. When that happens, then that's when you will wake up. But until then, you are just going to continue, you know, looking for acceptance by anybody who has comes along to that is reading and following your same ideology. So I'm saying this specifically so I don't get 99 effing emails and with the same guy writing me over and over and over and over again with a theory. Like I said, I've had that this week, and again, I just said finally, I pointed out very strongly, theories are like arseholes. Everybody's got one. So tonight, I also wanted to put on the internet here for you in the show, for those of you who are caught up on different theories, why none of your theories are going to work. If you don't disengage this program, I don't care what you put in your bodies, if you think you're going to be able to take out nanotechnology that is an operating system that can continue self-assemble, self-repair, self-replicate itself, and you might see some little fragment come off here and there, but you get one, less than 1%, because you've got now at this point probably billions of them inside your body that are networking. I decided to put a video up here so that all of you can see, you know, how they are creating the nanobiotech that is going to eventually kill us all. See, when you play around with nanobiotech and you program it and it has a program operating system, there is no way you're going to pull that apart, especially when it has a defense mechanism that after the second or third assault on it, it has now advanced itself to a point where it now can defend itself. It can morph into something completely different and continue its operating system or its agenda. You haven't got that far. Don't send me anything about your opinions. Like I said, opinions are like arseholes. Everybody has one. When you see this video, you will begin to understand the nature of the nanobiotech and the nanobiology that goes along, how they can now create any kind of mimetic. Now, for those of you who do not know what a mimetic is something that can look like and act like the real thing. It's a copy, literally, but it's a synthetic. For instance, we have bacterium. In nanobiotech, you can create a nanobiobacterium. And a medical doctor, even some geneticists, would have a hard time trying to distinguish between that and the real thing. It's not that it's indistinguishable completely, but you would have a hard time knowing. If you looked at it first at face value, you would call it XYZ. But if you did a thorough examination of it, using an electron microscope or whatever you want to use, you would begin to see that what is there isn't the real deal. It is a synthetic. But you have to know what you're looking for. When they first showed a segment of the coronavirus back in the beginning, and they showed this piece of segment, I recognized right away that that wasn't the coronavirus, because I understood what I was looking at. I was looking at the buildup of the fullerenes, and I also saw the quantum dots wrapped in the protein. I knew that was a nanobio, whatever it was. I knew it wasn't corona. But again, you have to know what to look for. So when we're looking at this technology that's creeping and crawling around in you, and you're hearing all these voodoo gurus in the health food industry telling you got some shit that's going to do this and that, I'm going to tell you again, you are dealing with an operating system and a program, and you can't hit it with a direct assault. If you do, guess what? You will just change this narrative, but it will continue with this program. It won't even be the same thing. You can hit it with ripe, you can hit it with spooky, you can hit it with whatever you think you're going to hit it with. Any direct assault will cause it to change. You have to eliminate the operating system, and I can't say that enough. Now, if you still, after listening to this program, you have a theory, and you haven't examined or done any real research, but you have a theory, don't email me. I should get even with Brian, but I wouldn't do that to him either. Don't email Brian either. One of us will let you have it, you know. He calls himself the Iceman, and I call myself the Fireball. One of us will either burn you or freeze you. Honest to God, that will be the way it goes. You know, we will tell you exactly, go take a short walk off a long dock. And when you come up for air, hopefully you'll understand that maybe you need to do your research. But in this situation, I'm presenting this to you so it'll save you some time. So you understand the nature of what you're dealing with. Okay, the nature of what you are dealing with. Okay, number one, this is not a vaccine. This is an operating system they're putting into you. This is a means of killing people off. They have killed the elderly. Now they're coming after my generation. Those of you who were born in the 50s, guess what? You're next. So, and if this is freaking you out a little bit, you know Jesus? I'll put it to you that way. Do you know Jesus? Might not be a bad idea to read the scripture like I keep telling you. Maybe you might want to read what Jesus had to say. Just a thought, you know, just in case you are a little afraid. You might find some comfort in those words. Anyway, there's doctors now warning about this, and it's not a vaccine. They're telling you it's not a vaccine. I want you to recognize that this is not a vaccine. Don't even use the word vaccine in this. It's an operating system, an injectable operating system. That's not the same as a vaccine. For those of you who don't understand what a vaccine is not a syringe with a needle. A vaccine has a completely different paradigm in how it works and the way it works. So until you understand that, there's one thing to put a vaccine in there which is supposed to be a dead culture. It was supposed to be, not always. Those of us who got the polio shot, guess what? We got a live culture. They wanted to make sure that they were going to kill us, to give us cancer or whatever autoimmune disorder. So when you have a vaccine, they put into a dead culture so that your body can now produce its antibodies to fight against it when it recognizes it hitting the system again. Now, the initial vaccines, way back in the day, they would take a sample of something, and they would scratch, not penetrate, scratch the surface of the skin, which would slowly absorb, where the body could regulate that contaminant, slowly produce the antibody that's required without all the side effects that we're seeing today with these vaccines. Now, this is not a vaccine. This is an operating system. They tell you it's a synthetic DNA that when it attaches it to your DNA, it will then reprogram your DNA. It's not fighting anything. It's directing your DNA to change and alter. That's why you shouldn't be taking these programmable injectables, because that's what it is. It's a programmable injectable. Don't call it a vaccine. If you are a truther, don't call it a vaccine. All you're doing by calling it a vaccine is confusing the general population. Let me also remind you that the general population today has the mentality of a first grader. They can only read and understand at the first grade level because they have been so beguiled and seduced and enchanted down to a state of this mental incompetence. That's all they can read. So when you start saying programmable injectable and or injectable programmable or a program that can be injected, they may not understand it, but then you can explain it to them. But you call it a vaccine, they don't understand that this isn't a vaccine. They understand that it's an injectable that they're putting something in, but that's it. They don't get what's going on. You know, look at Israel. Israel right now is getting hooped and hard. They are now pushing the passport bullshit. They're ostracizing them. They found out that the Pfizer vaccine, for those of you, you know, so you understand what's going on, the Pfizer vaccine has killed 40 times more than this COVID infection. Well, that makes sense because they haven't. In order to get COVID, you got to be injected with it. And there's a good high probability that the information we're getting is skewered. The reason why you got a 40% higher death rate is because they probably are injecting them with COVID in Israel. Israel is getting hooped. The Zionists are killing the Israelis in the country. Get over it. There's a distinction between the two. But again, you wouldn't know it because you've been told this and that for so long that you believe that they're one and the same. And they're not. They're not. And another thing going on in Israel, again, to further propagate the fear and the deception and the corruption in Israel. Israel's another corrupt state. It's so freaking corrupt. They are now creating these fake drills of people being wheeled in the hospital because it's an emergency and they're running this and they're running that. This is what they're doing on television here in North America. Well, they get these nurses, oh, we're overwhelmed. Look at the beds and blah. These are all actors, staged actors. There's nobody in the hospitals. Nobody. Like I said, a guy in Windsor went to court from the very beginning, and what did they do? They, again, based on the monitoring rather than the reality. The epidemiological, boy, that's a real, based on the studies of infections and actual cases, that's easier to say, they are basing everything on a model. As a result, based on the, and this is, I mean, the hypocrisy of the court systems in Canada. What a load of shit, all of them. To play that kind of semantic game, to push the agenda, or to push the narrative. You got a corrupt government. You know you got a corrupt system when even the courts are now violating and bending the facts with some sort of illusionary concept to further this agenda. It's unbelievable, unbearable, not unbelievable, it's unbearable that we have to tolerate this horseshit. You know, as Canadians, if there is no opposition to this, if we all, in Windsor, I'm going to point it out this way, in Windsor, if Windsorians don't get up, or Windsorites don't get up, and raise hell with the court system on this, and support this person who's going through this, if it's happening to one, you know how you take a cow, you got a bridge, you build a brand new bridge, and you take it, and the cows won't go over the bridge until you take one cow, and you drag them over the bridge, and the rest of the cows see that that cow made it, didn't die, blah, blah, they'll start all walking across. This is what they're doing. This is what they're doing exactly. They got this one person now that they're going to make an example of, because if they make an example of him, then they'll get the rest to comply. You know, look at what's going on in Canada as well. Ministers are being arrested for having church services. Now, if I understand correctly, church was always the foundation of the Canadian way of life. People have always gone to church. We've gone to church before when we had this, when we had flus and we had measles and we had mumps and we had all kinds of health issues, and we still went to church. Like I said, I'm not a churchgoer. I'll be the first to tell you I'm not a churchgoer. But I will defend the right of any believer who wants to go to church should be allowed to go to church. And any ministers out there preaching the gospel, the real gospel, not the bullshit gospels that they're teaching on television, then why are they being harassed? I haven't heard any imam being bothered. I haven't heard any Hindu being bothered. I haven't heard any rabbi being bothered. Why are they assaulting Christians? Why are they going after believers or the ministers of believers? See, something's wrong with that. Something is really, really wrong with that. And again, if you're just following the narrative and you don't think, you are going to lose everything. You know, you're going to be worried about getting, most people are worried about now getting the passport so they can have a job. So they can go do their job. Oh, we're going to have a job. I got to go to my job. I got to have a passport. Really? Whatever happened to the unions? Did the unions lose their nutsack? What happened to them? What happened to them? You know, I remember years ago they were fighting for anything. Today, there's no fight left in union because the unions have been completely compromised with the. They've been bought out pretty much. It's a sell off today. It really is. It's sad, but it's the truth, you know. And when a union has got a investment in a car company, don't expect them to do much for you. Matter of fact, it has made the membership also very compliable with the company. So if something does go wrong, they don't say anything. They just sort of tolerate and accept it and don't do much. So where is the representation for this kind of situation with people? Where is any representation by any institution or group in regarding to fighting in along the perimeter that we're not dealing with a model? We're dealing with model. I have yet to see anybody drop dead in front of me. I have yet to see anybody on the bus drop dead, or in a taxi, or in a shopping plaza, or walking down the street. I have yet to see that. Yet the model is saying that we got people dying all over the place. What information have they input into that computer? How come they don't put the models in there of people that were just killed in Germany and the United Kingdom? How come they don't put in there the models of all the elderly people that they have smoked? How come they don't put into the model all the people that they smoked in the nursing homes? How many people have died in senior homes that they have not put into the model itself? Like I said, when we're looking at all this that's going on, you know, the information is not coming out based on the model because they have corrupted the information that everybody else is seeing. And then again, they're saying the numbers are going up. Now, you ever notice this? I was thinking about this. You know, the numbers are going up. The numbers are going up. Oh, the numbers. The numbers are going up. Yet, we're not seeing those numbers. Oh, they put some shit on television, you know, some digit or widget, but we're not seeing any numbers. None. Zero. Imagine that. Numbers are going up, numbers are going up, yet I don't see nobody dying. I don't see anybody, you know, having convulsions, unless they've had the shot. I haven't seen that yet either in real life. I've seen it on the internet. Like I said, your kids, look at your children today. Look at them. They look at you with their bright big eyes, brown, blue, green eyes, whatever color eyes they got. They look at you, man, and they smile, and they hug you, and they kiss you, and, you know, and then you put this fucking mask on their face and send them to this institution to be programmed. Are you nuts? Are you effing nuts? And you say, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to, most of you are staying home anyway. Most of you don't have a job to go to. Why don't you educate your children? Give them an education. Teach them how to think. Teach them how to analyze. Teach them how to criticize. not be a compliant goat or a compliant sheep or a compliant cow so they can be led to the slaughter anytime the government decides to kill them? Let them think. Teach them how to think. Maybe, unless maybe you forgot how to. I don't know. Question everything. The number one word you can ask, seriously, think about this. Just ask the word why. Why? Why is this going on? Why does this have to be done this way? Why are we not seeing the opposition to this situation? Why are we not having a real debate on the situation? Why isn't this going on today? Why do we have to take a vaccine whereby we can survive this 99.7% of the time? So why do we need a vaccine? And why are they giving us this program? What's the real reason behind an injectable program? Why are they putting synthetic biology in me? You know, I had a big questionnaire in the last show about, you know, the vaccine and the mask, and does a detailed description of what's happening there. But ask yourself that question. Why? Why, when you go to a hospital, you don't see anybody there? Yet, why does the television continually tell you that the numbers go up when there's nobody in these places? Why? Why is it that we haven't seen Bill Gates wear a freaking mask? You ever notice that? Every time you see him, he's got no mask on. He's laughing at everybody. Just for those people in Mexico, Bill Gates has now talked to your president in Mexico. He's probably bought him off. He's probably got him on your payroll. So expect Mexico to get hooped. Expect Mexico to get hooped. Israel, of all places, the Zionists are taking out their own people. Well, they're not their own people. Let me rephrase it. There's Israelis, Israelites, and Hebrews, and that had nothing to do with Zionists. And the Zionists are going to take out their own people, taking out the people of Israel, and it's happening. I said that, I was telling that to another buddy of mine there, I'm talking. I said, you watch, the Zionists are going to take out Israel, and then when this started happening, well, see, I told you. He calls them Nazis. I just call them what they are, Zionists. They're of the same cloth. They're cut from the same frame. They're cut from the same material. Zionists and Israelis and Hebrews and Israelites are not the same at all. Now, there are some that perpetrate to be Zionists, but doesn't mean they are. And I'm not saying that, I'm not giving any slack to Israel in this regard. I mean, they have done their thing as well. They have caused as much shit and bullshit to the region as any place else. You know, they capitulated with the Russians. They capitulated with the U.S., that whole scenario in the Middle East is such bullshit, and they have kept it in the state that it's in on purpose. That could have been resolved back in the 1940s if they had done it correctly. You know, they could have done something completely different. Instead, all you've seen in that situation is nothing but a bloodbath. You know, a bloodbath, a war zone. And this could have been done in a very civilized way, and it never went that way. They kept it in the state of alarm, and now Israel is now being gutted from within. It's a sad state of affairs, really, because, again, the people of Israel are not the same as their government, and you can't blame, and don't call them Jews, because they're not Jews. Okay, they're Hebrews, or they're Israelites, or they're Israelis. That's the real entitlement of somebody from the state of Israel or from the country of Israel. Okay, that's the real definition. If you actually look at the word Jew, there's no J in the Hebrew language. There's a Y there, and they were called Jews at one time, but that changed somewhere along the way. So, and it wasn't changed because to make it easier to call them a people. It was a very derogatory term on the equivalent nature of when you call a Negro the N-word. Same thing. Again, people don't know that either. They don't read. They just, you know, follow the stream. Read that data string. Just follow that data string. Don't worry about it. Just follow the data string. It's all there. It's all waiting for you. It's all prepared. It's all, you know, be prepared to get your ass handed to you. That's the reality. That is the total reality here. You know, we are in day by day. This is what they do, just so that you understand this. You'll get a sort of like this breath. You're able to take a breath in, and while you take that breath in, they're changing the direction of the paradigm. They're changing the direction of the narrative. They're now going to the next step, next level. They're going up. They're going down. They're going sideways. And by the time you catch up to them, they've already made the left turn in Albuquerque, and they're moving forward. Moving forward. And what's happening, even with some of the alarmists that are out there, truthers, you know, people that are blowing the horn, it can rattle most of us too, because we're just like anybody else, except we're just reporting what we're seeing. Now we're explaining things so that everybody can understand what we're seeing. And you know, when we're looking at, like I say, a court taking away a person's child because they have an opinion that isn't popular with the narrative, the courts have overstepped their boundary. Now this is giving a precedent to the country that now the courts can come in and take away your kids. I'm going right back to that again. You know, things ain't what's going on. Things ain't what's happening. And like I said, I'm going to, push the agenda here with you to do your homework on your due diligence. Look, the Children's Aid Society in Canada has always been taking away kids and has been using them as a means of child prostitution. And they made the excuse that they could take away your kids because of your child abuse or family abuse or something of this nature. You know, so again, and a lot of people don't realize this. People think that these institutions are there to help you. Anything that has to do with the government, you are not going to benefit. It's designed to hijack you, designed to undermine you. It's designed to take something from you. Like I stated, if the government gives you a crumb, they're going to take the loaf. They're not after you. They don't care if they give you the crumb, because they're going to get the whole loaf. That's reality. And you better understand that the government is not on your side. Canadians need to wake the bloody hell up and realize that the government of Canada doesn't give a shit about you. All they care about, as long as they got you distracted with the illusion of Canada, with the illusion of the government is on your side, the illusion, okay, the modeling that they're showing you, oh yeah, and they come out there and they're dressed so, and they got this stoic look, and they give you the sad, somber news. Oh, the sad, somber news, and this is terrible. This is, you're gonna die. Oh, we're gonna take care of you, though. Oh, we're gonna give you some money. We're gonna give you this. We're gonna help you out. They're not giving us anything. That money is ours anyway. They stole that money from us, and now they're giving us a little bit of it back, because they know they're going to get right back anyway. So like I said, it's time to open your eyes to this reality that the governments of any government, I don't give a shit which one it is, Quebec, Ontario, Newfoundland, St. John's, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, PEI, your government doesn't care about you. They could give a rat's backside. You're just dead weight to them anyway. They can't wait to take you guys out with these new and improved programmable injectables. They'll put that program in, you'll start dropping like flies. Boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang. That's what's going to happen. You know, the government's in Quebec. I mean, you can see the corruption in Quebec. The government's in Ontario. Well, you know, our guy's got a conflict of interest. He ain't shutting nothing. He ain't turning anything back on. You know, the bullshit on that one is incredible. You know, he's got a multi-million dollar business running. Everybody else is dying. He's not shutting down. And you got Manitoba and Saskatchewan. You know, the government's there. Don't trust them. Why would you? Don't trust the Alberta government. Geez, that's a government I would really feel comfortable with if I was there. What a load of bullshit that is. But why would you trust that government? That government is going to screw Albertans every which way but loose. Every which way but loose. And don't trust the BC government either. Don't think for one minute any government in Canada, it gives a rat's backside about you. I keep telling everybody, if you really want to know how the government is going to take care of you, go ask a native on a reservation. Because you're next. That's how you're going to be living, just like they're living. And they're going to leave enough drugs and enough crap in those areas where you're going to be living that the crime and the violence is going to escalate to a level that most Canadians have never seen. I've seen it. You know, I seen a tank come down my neighborhood back in the 60s when the riots were going on in Detroit. That was a lot of fun to watch. Oh, look, Mom, look at that tank. Yeah, keep your head down so you don't get shot. You know, rolling down the street. Canadians have never seen that. You've never seen that. And I don't wish it on anybody. But you know what? You know what? It's coming. It's going to come. You keep trusting your government. Keep believing your government. Take a look at the natives. 60 million we had in North America one time. We're down about 2 million. And dropping. This is the bullshit. The numbers are going up. That's such bullshit. I talk to natives on reservations all over this country. They contact me and we talk. And we talk about a lot of different things. And guess what? The illusion and the bullshit that the mainstream media and the mainstream educational system and the system itself and the government, you know what? They are telling you a bunch of foo-foo. A lot of foo-foo. And I, for one, do not trust any government. And I suggest you take that attitude. Because if you don't, governments are like prostitutes. If a fool comes in with his prosperity, they'll undermine the system. That's a biblical reference I pointed out to you before. If a fool with his prosperity comes in, he'll undermine the system. Because the system is very easily, if they're easily subdued with a bribe, that's a form of seduction and beguilement. Prostitutes do that, don't they? Show me the money, I'll show you the honey. Now, Mexico, be prepared. You're next. They're coming for you. You know, they're in Canada. We're fighting. We got 5 provinces fighting. We should have 9 provinces fighting. 9. 9 provinces should be up there fighting. Telling the government to smarten up here. Telling the local governments to smarten up here. And to create a dynamic where you cannot take our children away from us. But if there is no voice coming from different perspectives, guess what? You're going to lose your kids. They're going to take them from you. They're going to institutionalize them. They're going to train them. They're going to program them. They're going to teach them how to be whatever they want them to be. Okay, however way they want them to be. There was a movie years ago. I can't think of the name of it, but the star of the show used to be married to Goldie Hawn. Or they were living together or whatever. Anyhow, it starts off that he was a kid in the classroom and kid got into a fight and he beat the hell out of this kid, just beat him into a coma. Got back up into his chair and started to continue doing his studies without batting an eye. Then during this exercise where they had to save people and they had to go in there, and they had this room where they were practicing, you know, hostage situations. Sometimes this guy would shoot the hostage in order to shoot the guy that was holding them hostage, and he became a very cold-hearted killer. And they turned him into a super soldier. The point I'm trying to make there about the movie was the kid was indoctrinated to serve as a gestalt, part of the gestalt. He served a higher form of something, government, philosophy, ideology. And they'll take your kids and turn them into that. This is where this is going. This is where it's happening. They have shown us for 50 years on the television, all these shows, they weren't there to entertain you. You were entertained, yes, but they weren't there to entertain you. They were there to educate you on what is coming down the pipe. Some say, well, I can't be bothered with that kind of crap. Well, you're dead anyway. Now you'll be falling down soon enough. Don't worry about that. More for me. I'll be at the... I won't have any lineups at the store anymore. Wow. See, there's an advantage to some of this. All righty, I'm going to cut it loose here. I didn't know I was going that far. I guess I jumped over a little bit. But anyhow, I always say at the end of these shows, you know, go to the website, check out the links, see who's there doing what. I always present as well. Go read the Gospels. I always tell you, we're under a new covenant. Read what Jesus had to say. Follow what Christ had to say. Believe in what he's got to tell you. The message is there that he's there to save and help. And that he's going to come back one day. And then when he comes back, you know, if he doesn't come back, no flesh would be saved. I can see that. No flesh. That means no animals, nothing. No, nothing. The planet would be sterile, dead. Total AI takeover. And it's rolling. The assimilation is rolling. And it's so subtle, most of you can't even see it happening. Some of us are feeling it. Some of us are sensing it. But most of you don't even see it happening. So like I said, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Understand what he's saying. Read the letters. Read the letters that the apostles wrote. You know, Paul wrote. And read the how things had managed and grew. Okay, read these things. Read the book of Revelations. Understand we're in those times. Those times are not coming. We're in them. We're in them. So anyway, I'm leaving you go with that, with the Gospels. Again, with the website or with the pod. Check out everybody. Help anybody you can financially if you can, so that they can continue doing what they're doing. If you can't help financially because you're strapped, you got no money, you're broke, that's fine. Nobody's expecting you to give anything. But if you can, share the information to everybody. Let them decide whether or not they want to hear it or not. If they don't want to hear it, they'll let you know. Don't send us any more messages. And then again, don't bother. You've done your job. You've allowed those who have eyes to see, let them see. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. You've given them the opportunity to hear it and see it. If they don't want to hear it or see it, okay, move on. Don't bother. You know, make new friends and new formats and new programs, you know. That's a good way to expand and make connections with other people that may be awake and aware. Alrighty, I think I got it all. So until the next segment, to your health, remember this, by the grace of God, we are still here. Take care.